This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This week with our partners at the BBC, we're looking at the global problem of obesity. There are a lot of things that happen as countries and their populations get richer. Some of them are good, some of them aren't. The amazing economic growth in China the past generation or two has brought shiny new skyscrapers and bullet trains, an emerging middle class, and disposable income. And that has changed what people spend money on. Hundreds of millions of Chinese have switched from a farmer's diet of fresh fruits and vegetables to an urban menu filled with fast food and high fat, which has meant an astonishing rise in diabetes there. Our China correspondent Rob Schmitz reports.
It was last September when doctors realized how bad China's diabetes epidemic really was. The most comprehensive survey ever conducted in China revealed 114 million people, a population the size of Mexico's, now has the disease. Paul Zimmet is honorary president of the International Diabetes Federation. He says the sheer number of diabetics in China is catastrophic. It's forced him to frame the global epidemic in a new way.
We're now saying that if diabetes was a country, it would only be third, actually, after China and India as a country, because we're now seeing something like 380 million people worldwide with diabetes.
And one in every three of them now lives in China. There are people like Ye Bin, a 35-year-old salesman who meets me for lunch near his Shanghai office. Before the food arrives, he arranges a handful of pills beside his chopsticks. It's medicine to treat type 2 diabetes. He places the pills in his mouth one by one.
It's been a year since I was diagnosed. Now I try not to eat anything with sugar. I used to drink soft drinks all the time. I can't do that anymore.
Ye grew up as an only child. He belongs to a generation defined by China's one-child policy. 100 million individuals nicknamed Little Emperors. Ye's parents, business types who became rich off of China's growth, spoiled him. They grew up surrounded by famine and violent political campaigns. Like many Chinese parents in the 1980s, they wanted an easier life for their only son.
When I was young, we ate out 3 or 4 times a week. At home, my parents always fed me Ferrero Rocher chocolates. We had lots of those at home. They were a sign of wealth back then.
Another sign you made it was dining out at the increasing number of American fast food restaurants in China. A girl in a McDonald's commercial screams, "I've got a magic box!" She holds up her Happy Meal. It's a reminder of how the diabetes epidemic began in the United States. But in China, the conditions seem even more ripe. Globalization, urbanization, and in terms of exercise, stagnation.
Fewer people ride bicycles in China these days. Fewer people walk. More people are driving cars.
Dr. Xu Zhangrong is deputy secretary of the China Diabetes Society.
Think of the environmental factors. The air is often smoggy, so fewer people go outside to exercise.
In 1980, less than 1% of Chinese adults had diabetes. Now it's at least 10%. 1 in 4 Chinese have abnormal blood sugar levels, a precursor to the disease. Dr. Xu says the sudden rise of diabetes in China is not only a health threat, but an economic one. He says it could bankrupt the country's healthcare system.
It's a big problem. About 80% of the expenditures on diabetes treatment in China goes to treating complications, the most expensive type of treatment. But because many Chinese can't afford proper healthcare, they're forced to wait until they experience complications.
It's standing room only in the waiting room of a diabetes clinic in Shanghai. More than 100 people take a number and wait for an automated voice to direct them to an available doctor. With plans to move 100 million people to the city in the next 5 years, Dr. Xu says waiting times in China will only become longer. But Xu says one thing can't wait. China needs to shift its focus from treating diabetes to preventing it. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.